This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Immigration raids. Some communities on edge after a string of deportation raids in at least six states. More than 16 million people in this country live in a household with at least one undocumented immigrant.
Families of undocumented immigrants say they are now living in fear.
In Texas, video on social media showing a man being detained by an ICE agent in front of a fast food restaurant sends a chilling message.
We're following breaking news. An enforcement surge in undocumented immigrant arrests, targeted raids, rounding up hundreds of foreign nationals. Is the new administration behind the latest crackdown?
A stern warning to all 11 million undocumented living in the United States, most of them law-abiding and paying taxes and working, that they're no longer safe to stay here.
Oh no, Mr. Bill! Is it true? Is Trump actually enforcing the law? Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. So the media is in a hysteria now. Excuse me. Because, excuse me, Trump is actually enforcing the law. Oh, no. What are you talking about? Huh? He's enforcing the law. Oh, my God. I tell you what, I can't get rid of this cold. But anyway, so that's a big story, right? Also, I have now come to find out over the weekend, and I didn't know this, is that Democrats have now become fiscally conservative. Yes, yes, they're concerned about how much things are going to cost in infrastructure projects and the price tag of them. I will explain. But first, I love how, number one, the arguments made by everyone, the media included, that Trump is, oh no, delivering on yet another campaign promise. Of course, this promise was to rigorously enforce U.S. immigration laws. I don't know if you remember, but during the campaign, Donald Trump, while campaigning during both the primary and the general election cycles, said that he was going to enforce the law. And now everybody's freaking out because he's enforcing the law. Yesterday, the Washington Post published an article sounding almost accusatory while attempting conventional journalism, although the facts were pretty straightforward. Here's a quote from Washington Post. U.S. immigration authorities arrested hundreds of undocumented immigrants in at least a half a dozen states this week in a series of raids that marked the first large-scale enforcement of President Trump's January 25th order to crack down on the estimated 11 million immigrants living here illegal. By the way, is it 11 million or is it 16 million or whatever? Because I just heard on that news report on NBC, The reporter there said it was 16 million. Because, you know, everybody always says it's 11. Some people think it's 30. Anyway, Here's another example of the mainstream media journalism, comparing the current administration to the recently departed former President Obama. The Washington Post notes that ICE is not following Mr. Obama's enforcement policy. Oh, no, because they still haven't gotten the fact that he's not president anymore. Hello? So here's the Washington Post. Officials said the raids targeted known criminals, but they also netted some immigrants without criminal records. Hey, hello? Newsflash. If you're here illegally, you are committing a crime. Yeah, I know. Technicality here. So, officials said the raids targeted known criminals, but they also netted some immigrants without criminal records. An attempt, an apparent departure from similar enforcement waves during the Obama administration. Last month, Trump substantially broadened the scope of who the Department of Homeland Security can target to include those with minor offenses or no convictions at all. A DHS official confirmed that while immigration agents were targeting criminals, given the broader range defined by Trump's executive order, they also were sweeping up non-criminals in the vicinity who were also found to be lacking documentation, i.e., let me translate for you, i.e., people here illegally that have broken the law. But according to the Washington Post, it is defined by Trump's executive order, and they are also sweeping up non-criminals in the vicinity who were found to be lacking documentation. You get that? Non-criminals. Who are found to be lacking documentation. Those, by the way, are defined as illegal aliens. But, you know, the Washington Post neglects to tell you that. It is unclear how many of the people detained would have been excluded under Obama's policy, as if Obama is still somehow the president magically. Noting the actions were nothing new or unusual, a Homeland Security spokeswoman explained this. Jillian Christensen, a spokeswoman for the Department of Homeland Security, which oversees immigration and customs enforcement, ICE, said they were part of routine immigration enforcement actions. We're talking about people who are threats to public safety or a threat to the integrity of the immigration system, she said, noting that the majority of those detained were serious criminals, including some who were convicted of murder and domestic violence. Concern for the undocumented illegal is reaching frantic heights for both activists and Democrat politicians. Immigrant rights groups said they were planning protests in response to the raid, including one Friday evening in Federal Plaza in New York City and a vigil in Los Angeles. This is clearly the first wave of attacks under the Trump administration, and we know this isn't going to be the only one. Christina Jimenez, executive director of United We Dream, an immigrant youth organization, said Friday during a conference call with immigration advocates. We cannot understate the level of panic and terror that is running through many immigrant communities, said Walter Barredos of Make the Road New York in New York City, who spoke on a conference call with immigration advocates. Democrats are not even being coy about this illicit group. They said this, I'm getting lots of reports from my constituents about seeing ICE on the streets. Teachers in my district have contacted me. Certain students didn't come to school today because they're afraid, said Greg Cesar, an Austin City Council member. Stating the obvious, the Washington Post further reported the effect of Donald Trump's commitment to keeping his promise. Hiba Gilab, an immigration lawyer in Atlanta, said the ICE detentions were causing mass confusion in the immigrant community. She said she had heard reports of ICE agents going door to door in one largely Hispanic neighborhood, asking people to present their papers. People are panicking. People are really, really scared. You get it? They're really scared. You know, because Trump is actually going to enforce the existing laws that are on the books. Because, you know, they haven't been enforced. And for this, everyone is freaking out. Okay. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Color me your color. Edward Woodson Show.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof woodlook flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', violin, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band about that money, break it down.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. 6432. I love the mental gymnastics going on now to try to normalize what is, of course, an illegal act, which is coming to the United States now. And without explaining exactly how a person in the U.S. illegally can be lawful, a House Democrat nonetheless tried. Here's a quote from Representative Joaquin Castro, the Democrat from Texas. He said he confirmed with ICE's San Antonio office that the agency has launched a targeted operation in South and Central Texas as part of Operation Crosscheck. He said, I am asking ICE to clarify whether these individuals are in fact dangerous, violent threats to our communities, and not people who are here peacefully, raising families and contributing to our state. It is indeed amusing to see liberals panic each time the president keeps a promise, whether it's the teachers' unions or today's selection, the Open Borders Group. President Trump seems to push them over the edge because he's keeping promises that he made to his constituency, the people that voted for him. I find it also amusing how I keep hearing this. And you've heard this before. We can't break up families. We can't break up families. I mean, again, this is a ludicrous argument of we can't break up families. Because you're engaging in an illegal act. And because of that, I have to have sympathy for you and worry about your family. If you were concerned about your family, maybe you wouldn't have broken the law to begin with. And I keep hearing also about how you're anti-immigrant somehow. You're anti-immigrant somehow if you're anti-illegal immigrant. You know, it's like the media has made this big, wide, cast this big, wide net, this big umbrella that anyone who talks about illegal immigration, then, you know, you're against immigration. No. No. We're just against people here illegally. Let me give you an example, and I've probably done this before. I've cited this before, but it's worth repeating. Say I'm a bank robber, okay, and I rob banks. And the reason why I rob banks is to take care of my family, okay? I have chosen to rob banks. Now, I know this is an extreme example. However, I am making a point here. So I'm a bank robber. I run around robbing banks. And when I got caught, as I was about to be sentenced, imagine if I said to the judge, well, Your Honor, you can't break up my family. You see, I'm just trying to earn a living here to support my wife and kids. That's all I'm doing, Your Honor. And you can't break up my family. Guess what? You would be laughed out of the courtroom. The judge would give you an appropriate sentence, and then that would be it. You would be hauled off to jail. In fact, I would probably argue that most everyone in jail, their family has been broken apart. Okay? And the reason why their family has been broken apart is because of the choices that they made in their lives. So this notion that we can't break families up is ludicrous. We break families up every day because of the choices that certain people made. Okay? I mean, maybe you should have gotten a job instead of trying to rob banks. Therefore, I mean, again, it's a ludicrous argument. And we keep hearing this all the time of, well, you know, we can't break up families. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. You can't break up families. Okay. Really? I mean, it's ludicrous. And now, the argument is also being made, and they're trying to appeal to, you know, our sense of, well, this is going to cost a lot of money, man. Oh, this is going to cost a lot of money. Tell you what, all of a sudden, I love how all of a sudden the left is concerned about price tag. In fact, let me give you an example. Stephen Miller. By the way, Stephen Miller, I don't know if you saw this over the weekend. He went out. Stephen Miller, who was he's Trump's speechwriter. He was former chief of staff for Senator Jeff Sessions, who's now the attorney general. And I don't know if you've seen this guy, Stephen Miller, but he basically doesn't back down. I've got some sound bites for you later in the show. But basically, he was on with, I think it was George Stephanopoulos, the section I saw. But he went to all the morning news shows on Sunday. And Stephanopoulos is like, well, you know, aren't you concerned? I mean, like, the wall is going to cost like a $20 billion now. And aren't you concerned about the price tag of that? And Stephen Miller's like, well, I'm glad you asked that question and you brought this up, because has anyone ever asked about the cost of illegal immigration to this country, how much that costs? The hundreds of billions of dollars that are spent in terms of all the illegal immigrants that we have to support through our infrastructure, our school systems, welfare. Oh, George Stephanopoulos hadn't thought about that. And then he was all pissed off and, you know, wanted to go on to another subject, i.e. The latest crisis that the media has dug up concerning Donald Trump. But really, all of a sudden now, they're concerned about the price tag. They're concerned about the price. Like, oh, well, isn't this going to cost a lot of money? They were never concerned, by the way, about the $1 trillion spent on the stimulus that didn't stimulate anything in the economy, the infrastructure projects that never got built, the shovel-ready jobs that apparently vanished in thin air. Where'd all that money go? I mean, if you want to talk about $20 billion to build a wall, that's nothing. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Shining a spotlight on the media minions, the Edward Woodson Show.
Hey, you, hey.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So all of a sudden now, this is what I've noticed the last few days here. All of a sudden now, Democrats have become fiscal conservatives now. Yeah. Yeah, they're concerned about spending money and how much it's going to cost the taxpayer. When before, they never cared about any of that, but now they all of a sudden are. Case in point. Here's the, this is the front page of the Miami Herald today. Okay? Now remember, Miami Herald is a McClatchy newspaper. They also own the Washington Post and the Boston Globe and several other liberal publications. Now, here's the story. Taxpayers will pay big for detention policy. To execute Donald Trump's order to end catch and release of immigrants caught entering the United States illegally, because the program was catch and release. That was under Obama. The U.S. would likely need to double or triple Homeland Security's $2.2 billion detention budget, according to calculations by McClatchy. Now, this story is by a one Francisco Ordonez. Okay? Francisco Ordonez. You can guess what side of this he's probably on. So let me read the article for you. In his first week on the job, President Trump launched an ambitious plan to ratchet up immigration enforcement. But while there's been much discussion about the cost of building a wall along the 2,000-mile-long border with Mexico, There has been almost none about the financial impact of his proposed end to the so-called catch-and-release policy, which would require those here illegally to remain in custody until they get their days in court. That program would require Trump to double or triple the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's $2.2 billion detention budget, according to calculations by McClatchy. The additional money would go to build and staff more jails. They're talking billions of dollars, said Muzaffar Christie, the director of the Migration Policy Institute at New York University School of Law. Americans have swung a lot in terms of immigration enforcement since 9/11. The issue for the Trump administration is that they're also trying to reduce the deficit. It's very difficult to both reduce the deficit and have a huge expansion of immigration machinery. Trump has rolled out a series of directives aimed at reducing the number of foreigners living illegally in the United States, estimated 11 billion. Those plans, including building the border wall and adding 5,000 border officers, both of which will cost money. Oh, no. So, in other words, now they're concerned about the cost of this. That it might have to double or triple Homeland Security's $2.2 billion detention budget. Oh, no. They're concerned all of a sudden now about the amount of money to enforce existing laws. Do you understand this? How crazy and bizarro this is? That they're freaking out because Trump is actually going to... He's not even creating new law. He's just enforcing existing law. And this is what I have said. And I've said this for throughout the primary season, throughout the campaign. I said, you don't need... I've always loved this term. Comprehensive immigration reform. Nobody needs comprehensive immigration reform. All we need is enforcement of existing laws that are on the books. That's it. You don't need comprehensive immigration reform. In fact, that's code word for we really don't want to do anything. Comprehensive immigration reform. Everybody agrees to comprehensive immigration reform. What does that mean? Nobody even knows what that means. They're just parroting the same thing over and over again. So, the media is freaking out. They're freaking out because Donald Trump is now actually going to enforce the law. Now, there's another story here. This is the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. Mexicans vow to jam immigration courts. Influential Mexicans are pushing an aggressive and perhaps risky strategy to fight a likely increase in deportations of their undocumented compatriots. By the way, again, illegal in the U.S. Jam U.S. immigration courts in hopes of causing the already overburdened system to break down. The proposal calls for ad campaigns advising migrants in the U.S., i.e. illegals, to take their cases to court and fight deportation if detained. The backlog in the immigration system is tremendous. The idea is to double or triple the backlog until Trump desists in the stupid idea. Okay. This is the foreign minister of Mexico that's saying this. Imagine just for a moment if, again, we were to do this and say, you know what, we're going to flood you with illegals and we're going to try to flood your court system. What? I mean, it's outrageous. It's incredible. This is a foreign government. Mr. Castaneda is part of a group of Mexican officials, legislators, governors, and public figures planning to meet with migrant groups Saturday in Phoenix to lay out plans to confront the Trump administration's deportation policy. Do you understand? Now you have government officials from Mexico coming to the United States to fight American policy, domestic, this is domestic policy, the enforcement of our laws. Again, outrageous. The Mexican government hasn't endorsed the strategy or the group's Phoenix mission, but it recently allocated some $50 million to assist undocumented migrants, again, illegal. illegal aliens, for those at home listening, facing deportation, and President Enrique Peña Nieto has instructed the country's 50 consularies in the U.S. to defend migrants. Mexico's foreign ministry said late Thursday that it has intensified efforts to protect Mexican migrants. Foreseeing the hardening of measures by the immigration authorities in the U.S. as well as possible constitutional violations during raids or in due process. And this is the best part. Several senators in the newly engaged group called Monaraca, after the butterflies that migrate across North America, plan to meet with Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton and Senator Jeff Flake to highlight the risks they say Trump's proposed policies pose to Mexico-U.S. relations. Really? Why does Jeff Flake still have a job in Arizona? Please, to the people listening in Arizona, answer me this question. Jeff Flake, why is he still around? Him and John McCain. Okay? Stop. Get rid of these people. So now the Mexicans are going to, they're vowing to jam our courts. Our courts! It's outrageous. And now, the left is concerned about the price tag and how much is it going to cost. Meanwhile, they've never been concerned about the price tag of anything and how anything has ever costed. You know, because it's free money. But now they're concerned. They've become now fiscal conservatives. It's laughable. Seriously. And we're talking about illegals here, people that are here illegally. And why is, well, I don't get it. Like, honestly, it's part of bizarro world. It's part of this bizarro world that I don't understand. I know it exists, I just don't understand this bizarro world stuff. And nobody does. Because they want you to suspend any kind of belief in reality. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
In a moment with Edward Woodson.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I am joined now by Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington. Hey, Tim, how are you? Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, you bet. You know, the big news out here, besides Donald Trump with the Canadian government right now, is really Michael Flynn. The real question here, Edward, is... the Democrats, of course, Pelosi has come out for, immediately firing somebody before all the facts are in. This is all based on whether or not he violated the Logan Act. That's a 1799 law that basically prohibits unauthorized individuals from negotiating with foreign governments. But the key to that, to me, is you have to prove intent. And I really don't think there was any intent of Michael Flynn to do anything wrong on that particular call. And I think that's the Democrats can start talking about, he should be immediately fired. But I don't think Donald Trump's going to do that, because when you look at the law, no one's ever been fired for that law, and it's never been really used to prosecute anybody or anything like that. I just think there's no case here.
And not only that, I want to just add this is, because I've been following this story, obviously, over the weekend. And as far as I can tell, and correct me if I'm wrong, isn't it his job, Michael Flynn's job, isn't it his job to talk to Russia? I mean, that's his job.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. He's supposed to reach out to these foreign governments, with discussions, I'm sure perhaps discussions about sanctions and probably came about, but I don't think there was any deliberate intent. And that's the key word is, when you prosecute somebody without the intent, there just is no case. And I think that's extremely difficult to prove what was the intent of Michael Flynn. Particularly the intent of that call was basically just a call, doing his job at that point. So I think it's a difficult case to prove. I think it's hypocritical of Nancy Pelosi all of a sudden caring about foreign governments when her own candidate, you know, didn't seem to care about any classified information going to foreign governments at all. I didn't hear anyone from Nancy Pelosi's side saying Hillary Clinton should step down from this political race based on what she did. That's on the scale of things, what Clinton did compared to Flynn, no comparison.
Well, and not only that, I would also like to add, I remember when during the reelection of Obama, when he met with Medvedev, and he said to him when, you know, that hot mic moment that caught him saying, hey, listen, don't worry. After the election, I'm going to have a little leeway here in terms of our relationship, i.e., you know, they were talking about the nuclear the nuclear agreement that they had, you know, they had negotiated or you know. How is that any different?
Well, I think the difference is you have a mainstream press that's looking to catch Donald Trump do something wrong. They're not looking at what he does right or what he's doing good for America. They're looking at try to catch him doing something wrong and then all pounce on him for that. But I think in this case, this is a, you know, they're trying to make a mountain out of a molehill, so to speak. There just isn't enough evidence, at least that I can see, you know. There's perhaps, you know, they said it was taped, the conversation was taped, but I just don't see, even knowing Michael Flynn, that he has any intent, you know, to do any damage to the United States or anything like that, with particular Russia. So, okay. I mean, the other big story is Mexico is, you know, passing a legislation. I don't know if you saw this. They're going to pass legislation that they're no longer going to buy American corn, which is quite a bit of corn from the United States. So I think the trade war between U.S. and Mexico is going to be on.
Well, I saw that actually. I saw that they were talking about that yesterday, and I just thought to myself, okay, you know, the diet of Mexico. Is pretty much, I mean, that's a staple, is corn. Let's be honest. It's corn. They use it for in their tortillas, obviously, but they use it for everything. I mean, it's a pretty major staple of their diet. And I thought to myself, well, okay, where are you going to get corn from? If you're, you know, I mean, okay.
They say they're going to get it. They're going to get it from Brazil. But I think this is going to be a difficult thing because, yeah, I think the United States holds all the cards in this. You know, I mean, if they want to play hardball, it's going to be hardball, and it probably really would really hurt the Mexico economy tremendously if they try to get into this trade war with the Trump administration.
Yeah, I agree. And then I saw reports today that they're actually having problems economically now, they have basically no growth in the last year or so, and they're saying that if they do get into some type of trade war with the United States, that they're the ones that are going to be hurt the most. It's not going to be the United States. And you also look at the president of Mexico, Peña Nieto, and he is, I think his favorability rating is like in the 20s, so... You know.
Yeah, I think it really, you know, really will hurt Mexico. I think this is a probably not the best thing to do in terms of that. But I would say, you know, we should, you know, keep an eye on what Donald Trump is going to do. I suspect he's going to be meeting with the farmers and agriculture people, as he's met with most businesses and major businesses. You know, I expect that to happen quite soon, actually. So I think there's going to be a pretty good news for farming industry in the United States with the Trump administration. The things he's trying to do to help the farming industry with even more deregulation. So that should be a good news for them.
And also something that's to watch out for in the next day or two is I think they're going to have a new executive order vis-a-vis the travel ban. I think that's something we can anticipate coming down the road.
Edward, they're going to break that thing up. So, it would literally take almost a year possibly for that case to be heard in Supreme Court. It still may be, but from what we're understanding, this thing could happen actually tonight, on some executive order that they spent all weekend working on. And I think you're going to see an immediate thing, especially dealing with the Syrian refugees. Now, you know, Canada came out today and said, hey, we're welcoming Syrian refugees, which certainly is a concern to have our neighbors except Syrian refugees coming into Canada, and that could possibly, somehow they get across the border to the United States could create some problems as well. But you're going to see something broken down and something much more put together in a much better way than one that was put together, a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I think it'll be more narrow in scope. I think it'll also allay some of the fears that the court had, and basically the court gave them the roadmap. And I think that those have been taken care of largely. And I think you're going to see a new and improved and leaner version of the same executive order that is going to be able to pass muster in the courts. I think you're going to have that, and you're right. It could be as early as this evening. And I expect that to be the case as well.
Yeah, that's what we expected coming down. We'll have it here at Talk Media News when it does come down. So, but it's right now. All eyes are still back. Still back to see if somebody's going to be the first major firing of the Trump administration. But I think the Democrats shouldn't hold their breath, because the fact that he even addressed it, in the press conference today or anything to that sense suggests that Flynn is safe for at least now. Right now.
Well, yeah, and I got to tell you, and just anecdotally, I saw yesterday a video of Flynn getting on Air Force One with Bannon, and he didn't look too concerned.
No, he's also come out, public that he's not going to resign, doesn't plan to resign. He doesn't expect to be fired. He doesn't plan to resign, so I think he would know.
Yeah, you're right. All right, Tim, thanks. I appreciate you coming on the show. Tim Meyer from Talk Media News. We'll speak soon. Thanks, Tim. All right, the madness and the mayhem continues in a moment. Do not go anywhere. We've got a lot more for you. We'll be right back.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.